This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
It's 20 minutes to 9. You're listening to The Free Breakfast on Free FM 89.0. It's Hamilton Book Month, been August, and now I have the privilege of introducing into the show Catherine Robertson, who is a number one best-selling author, regular guest on RNZ's Book Critic. In 2020, was a writer-in-residence for the CNZ International Institute of Modern Letters. I find that really hard to say, I'm not sure why. Wellington born and bred, now lives in the Hawke's Bay, is chair of Hawke's Bay Readers and Writers and on the board of Verb Wellington. But most importantly, is in town tonight for Hearts and Pages and tomorrow for a Romance Writing 101 workshop. Morena, Catherine, thank you for joining us.
Oh, morena. Is it as frosty up there as it is down here?
Unfortunately, yes. -4 this morning.
Yes.
So you're travelling over today, I take it?
I am. I'm driving. I'm going to leave it a bit later in case the Napier Taupo Road is full of black ice, so I'm going to take it slow and get there in time.
Probably a good plan. It is going to be nice today, so it'll be nice when you get to Waikato, but we have started off cold. However, in preparation for this interview, I read an article from The Guardian, and it's called Not Just Love Actually, Why Romance Fiction is Booming, and it starts with this line, people buy lipstick when the world is falling apart. And I guess from that I was just interested in your thoughts on how that might apply to romantic fiction or
romance fiction.
Yeah,
because I think that study happened way back in the there was like that 2008 financial crisis and people studied purchasing habits, and if you can't afford to buy big things, you buy small things to make yourself feel better. And of course, books, and particularly fun, uplifting, you know, romantic, sexy, you know, escapist books, don't cost much. So you can treat yourself to something fun and lovely and make yourself feel better. So I'm assuming that that's what that means.
It is. And I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, have you, I don't know if you follow the history of romantic fiction over time. I guess back in the day, before I would start reading anything like this, you had the connotation of Mills and Boone. We've come a long way since then, and although I'm sure they still exist, what have you seen the changes in the type of romance fiction?
Well, I think the main change has happened in that people no longer, readers, and particularly younger readers, no longer see romantic fiction as something to be, you know, hidden away and sort of being embarrassed about, because it's not, and because there's so many great writers writing romantic fiction, and there always have been, don't get me wrong. And people are like, you know, they're sort of going, no, this is part of me, I'm proud. This is why there were romantic bookshops opening up. I mean, there are three already in New Zealand. There's Enamoured in Auckland, there's Exo Book Co. in Wellington, and there's Inkpot in Dunedin. These are specifically stocking romance books that have been traditionally kind of not sold and not particularly stocked in bookshops. Libraries are great. You can always find them in libraries, but not so much in bookshops. And that just shows that there's a massive appetite for them. And I think also what's happened is that social media, and particularly, we put it on BookTok, etc., and we say that that's the rise of people sharing their recommendations and a whole lot of people going, oh, I want to read this book. And all of a sudden, the demand is open and out there in the public eye. And these books, I mean, I think out of the top selling books, there's something like three or four of them, like Rebecca Yarros and Sarah J. Maas, that are way up there in the bestsellers of, you know, sort of the last few years.
What does romance fiction writing look like for New Zealand authors? Is it the same as we might see overseas?
Well, I think New Zealand fiction romance authors have been around for a long time. I mean, one of our original Mills and Boone writers was Essie Summers, and she was writing, I think, from the 50s to the 80s. And then we had a bunch of really good Mills and Boone writers. The big change is, of course, when the Kindle launched. And so, these books didn't have to go through traditional publishers. Romance writers could start to publish them themselves. And because the audience is international, most of the romance writers in New Zealand kind of fly under the radar a little bit because their audience is overseas. I mean, Nalini Singh, who I'm chairing tonight at Hamilton Book Month. Sorry, I'm a Wellingtonian. Hamilton Book Month is legendary. She's been a success for 20 years on the international stage, And I really feel like we've only, in the last 10 years or so, got to sort of, you know, talk about her as one of our top leading authors, which is kind of a crime, really. So I think now that we've got bookshops and we've got that sort of more public scrutiny of romance, our own New Zealand authors, of which there are hundreds, let me tell you, of successful authors in New Zealand, we'll get into the public eye in New Zealand a bit more.
And, I mean, you did touch on it, but I wondered about how the writing might change as more of us read audiobooks. Does it change?
Oh, that's interesting. Audiobooks when you sort of publish online or you publish yourself, I mean, people consider audiobooks just another, you know, if you do an e-book or you do a paperback or you do a hardback and you do an audiobook. It's just another format to get your story across. And audiobooks are growing and growing and being really successful. And there's a Auckland-based writer who writes mainly sort of romantic comedy but also writes sort of, you know, suspense called Bryn Kelly, who's been doing amazingly well in audiobooks just primarily as that format. And they've just gone, like, stratospheric.
And, I mean, I assume that publishing itself has changed over time. I mean, there must be pros and cons of that. It's kind of, I don't know if it is easy. I was kind of considered it easier or the access to things is easier.
I think it's as competitive and hard as it ever was. What a lot of authors who perhaps have started as self-published authors are doing is that publishers are actually snapping up their paperback rights. So they will retain, the authors will retain e-book rights, but the publishers will take the paperback rights. And a lot of it, especially because, you know, I'm doing a romanticy and things like that, you know, talking about that is like, say, A.J. Lancaster, Isabel Taylor, Ivy Cliffwater. Those are authors where, the, you know, the paperbacks have been snapped up and published. Steph Green as well. Because they've already built up a following. They're really successful. And then they can kind of have the best of both worlds, and a publisher can print their paperbacks and put them in bookshelves all over the world.
Before we talk about your latest book, can we stereotype the romance fiction reader?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I'm doing a Romance 101 writing workshop tomorrow morning through Hamilton Book Month, and I downloaded the list of genres, which I don't even think is comprehensive. This is the kind of the flavours of romance. You know, you could have, you know, so romantic comedy, or you could have historical romance, you could have medical romance, etc. I think there are 49 genres on that list.
Wow.
So that gives you an idea. And romance readers, you know, they will go between, they'll have their favourite groups of genres, but they tend to be quite loyal to that particular genre. And they'd be very niche, you know. This is quite a thing. So for every romance genre and every kind of romance author, there's a different kind of romance reader.
Okay. So tell us about your latest book, Kiss My Glass.
Kiss My Glass, yes.
It's to be the American accent.
I'm very proud of that title. Well, yeah, I got the opportunity to write some romances. I've sort of been part of the Romance Writers of New Zealand for about 18 years, but I hadn't got round to writing romance until a few years ago. And so I sold a series set in America, a romantic comedy, to HarperCollins UK, and HarperCollins here very kindly put them out in New Zealand as well. So it's the third in a series, just following a family that owns a vineyard. I live in Hawke's Bay. I'm actually looking at a vineyard right now. I don't own it, sadly. So it's just the trials and tribulations and romantic relationships, and it's funny. Because I've always written humorous fiction, and now that romantic comedy has kind of become a thing as well, thanks to people like Emily Henry, I have made them funny, and I hope people would enjoy them.
Nice. So you're, as we mentioned at the start, you're off coming over to the Waikato tonight, and
yes,
you're going to be with Nalini Singh for Hearts and Pages at the Hamilton City
yes.
Central Library, 6:30 p.m. What can you tell us about Nalini?
Nalini had her big breakthrough back in about, I think it was, I have to get this right, so about 2006 or something, might have been 2005. And she writes what they call paranormal romance, so there's another romance genre for you. But she's written, I think I worked out something like a total of 64 books in that time. And I would say the majority of those have been mega sellers internationally. She's on the New York Times best-selling list. She's so well known. She's probably better known in places like America and Germany than she is in New Zealand. Her books are fantastic. They're quite gritty. You know, the romance, the high concept for the paranormal romance is amazing. And then she's branched into crime fiction, which is probably the ones that people have seen most recently. She's into crime thrillers. And those are amazing. I just read the last one called Such a Perfect Family. And honestly, I couldn't put it down. It's utterly brilliant. So go and search that one out. But yeah, she's also the nicest, most humble person you've ever met for somebody who's so spectacularly successful. I think she just loves writing and loves the fact that people love her writing. And I'm going to really enjoy talking to her. And I've got to say, it's free. The session is free. And it's just one of 18 that's on at Hamilton Book Month. So if you want to look at those ones, the Romance Writing Workshop and the Nalini event and any of the others, just go to hamiltonbookmonth.com.
Wonderful. You did my job for me. There was my roundup, because you've got your Romance Writing 101 tomorrow. Yes. And it says on the website for romance writers, but it doesn't need to be. You don't need to be a romance writer to really get something out of that workshop, do you?
Well, no, you don't, because, I mean, a lot of the things that I'm going to be talking about are just storycraft, you know, so they apply to any kind of genre. So you will learn something. I mean, I am targeting it at 101, so it is, you know, because I feel like I'm a bit of a 101 romance writer myself. So it is a sort of fairly basic. But, you'll get something out of it, and you'll get to meet people. And I think that's one of the, you know, the best things is, like, forming a community of writers around you. Because it's a very solitary pursuit.
It is, but yes, I have been to workshops before, and it is knowing that there are other people just like you who might not have even published anything yet, but you've just got that story bubbling and you just need help with how to get it onto paper, and these workshops are wonderful for that. Catherine, thank you so much for your time this morning, and safe travels over here for the Hudson Pages work kōrero tonight with Nalini Singh, and of course for the workshop tomorrow morning.
Thank you for having me. See you soon in the Waikato.
It's Catherine Robertson again. She'll be heading over from Hawke's Bay today for part of Hamilton Book Month events, and you can find out more about those events online. Please jump and do that.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.